AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's supreme leader says he won't surrender to Israel, and any intervention by the U.S. would cause irreparable damage. President Trump says Iran can't back up its tough talk.
For 40 years, they've been saying death to America, death to Israel, death to anybody else that they didn't like. They were bullies. They were schoolyard bullies. And now they're not bullies anymore, but we'll see what happens.
At the White House, the president has not said if the U.S. will get involved in the fighting. Israeli strikes have hit several nuclear and military sites in Iran, killing top generals and nuclear scientists. On Capitol Hill, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was asked if he has given the president strike options.
Our job, chairman and I, at all times, is to make sure the president has options and is informed of what those options might be and what the ramifications of those options might be.
I appreciate that.
You mentioned the troops in the region. Maximum force protection at all times is being maintained.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says if the U.S. is involved, Congress must also be involved.
If American military force is used, there has to be accountability. Under the Constitution, the use of war powers requires that the consent of Congress be obtained.
Iran has long insisted its nuclear program is peaceful. Air India faces disruptions following last week's fatal crash as additional safety inspections on its Dreamliner fleet led to flight delays, cancellations, and growing passenger anxiety. India's aviation director says since last week's crash that killed 270 people, Air India has canceled operations on 83 wide-body flights. The COVID-19 variant that may be driving a recent rise in cases in some parts of the world has earned a new nickname, razor blade throat COVID. That's because the variant may cause painful sore throats. This is AP News. Amazon is gearing up to make as many as 10,000 robo-taxis a year.
Amazon began eyeing the robo-taxi market 5 years ago when it shelled out $1.2 billion for self-driving startup Zoox. Amazon's Zoox plans to begin transporting customers in Las Vegas later this year before expanding into San Francisco. Zoox is only making one robo-taxi per day, but by next year hopes to be churning them out at the rate of 3 vehicles per hour. Meanwhile, Waymo's robo-taxi service has already given more than 10 million paid rides since 2020. As for Tesla, Elon Musk is currently aiming for a limited rollout of Tesla robo-taxis in Austin this Sunday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Virginia State Senator Ghazala Hashmi won the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor, the first Muslim and the first Indian American nominated to appear on the ballot for a Virginia statewide office. Ed Donahue, AP News.